Hello, my lovely. It's Marianne here. And today we're talking about the steps for productive procrastination. In other words, how to get more things done by procrastinating more than ever, which I know sounds weird. Straight up, I know that's not how procrastination is usually talked about. But what we're interested in here in Free Range Land is you actually getting results, you actually making these real world changes. And for that to happen, from my experience, you don't need to change your personality if you are a lifelong procrastinator. You just need to learn how to harness your procrastination tendencies in a way that is actually and treats people like you, like us, like kind of like we're a naughty kid. And you end up piling those books up and never quite getting around to finishing them. Is that they want you to hide who you are. They want you to hide your spark. They want you to hide the connections that you're. But working against who you are is one of the most harness who you are and make it for, work for, not against you. So that is what I want to share. All sort of like not fully focusing on the thing that's at hand. What I share in the moments where it matters the most to you. So what I want to share here today, procrastination, harnessing your procrastination talents to get more done. How does this happen? Well, first off, number one is in the work world, there's this idea that if you show up, sit at your desk and look like you're working, that means you're actually working. Well, in free range land, the opposite. And feeling like you can't take any time off, but at the end of the day, feeling guilty, right? You know what I mean by FaceTime? It's like, I can't possibly go off and do the other things. I need to be working. But the first rule for productive procrastination is radical honesty with yourself. Are you at your computer off? Walk away from the phone. And if you start feeling guilty 2 hours for the next day, if needs be, you're being honest with yourself. I wasn't working because I'm productive done, but still feel kind of exhausted from it, right? But the first step is this real deep honesty with yourself. If you're not getting anything done, walk away. In a few hours' time, if that's still there, you're going to go and do the thing because you know that you're no longer allowed to sit there and just do change the game. It has pushed all my buttons, but it's a really powerful thing to do. Pretty much nothing. And instead, walk away when that the procrastination hits. Okay, so now we're being really honest about what is and isn't happening. Here's the second. This is around creating your playground. This, to me, is something that should be taught in schools. The idea, so many different ways that we can be moving something forward. And the of only one thing that we're supposed to be doing. And if we're not doing that, then just if there you know that you need to be, say, doing something on us, and there's also a thing that you need to be doing about developing a product or whatever it might be right now is not in that list, is researching an idea for a whole new business that you had this morning, right? Like that thing isn't in the playground. That thing is to procrastinate within, and I'll explain how that works in a moment. You'll end up doing something that has nothing to do with you're not productive at the end of the day when you look back on what's actually happened. So how can you do this more effectively? Here's how it works. You actually start this right now. Right now, write down what you know you should be doing to help your projects move forward. What is it that you could or should? And by the way, they don't need to be big grand things. They could be simple things that are just that much more. I do this most days and I keep this in the notes file on my laptop. You can do it anywhere you like. But that's the first point. You're creating a list, creating your playground of a list of the things that. The next step, step two, is to within that list. Okay, so number two, the next one here is to get in the habit of only procrastinating within that list. And what that means is really simple. You pick the first thing off the list that you know you want to or should be doing to. You have a choice. You can, number one, shut it all down, admit this isn't happening and you're not working. Be honest, do this. If it's not happening, if you're not filling in that spreadsheet, then procrastinate within the list. You're in maybe even just 5 things on it. What's the other thing you could be doing that you know is essential? Pick that off and do the thing. Now, I found this to be me is that the first thing on the list that I'm meant to be doing, I'll start procrastinating on it and then I'll do the second if it had been number one. It's almost like now the other thing that you need to do is your naughty procrastination. You contain the playground you can play within. your procrastination that these things end up cycling. So point one that I was meant to do today and I totally didn't do, tomorrow that's probably yourself up saying, oh, I move between things. You're like, yeah, move between things, but move between things on the list. If you can't move between things on the list, unless that isn't happening, and walk away and don't pretend to be working. It's that simple. This getting so many things done in a day. I mean, it's very simple. I procrastinate, create your playground, create your list. And then the step three is when you start going, oh my God, I'm totally done. Now, step four is about how do we actually start in the first, before you go off and flip between the things on the list, before you say, 20 minutes on the thing you should be doing, set a timer, get yourself ready, sit down, set the timer. And the reason for that is that it breaks down the initial barrier to starting. See, sometimes our procrastination is a result of not having momentum. Working on something for 20 lowers the barrier to starting, and therefore it ups the odds on something. Anyone can focus on something for 20 minutes. It's just what we tell ourselves in our heads when we think that we're going to be on this thing that we totally don't want to do for hours. The worst thing, if you want to like punish me in some way, give me admin. That's kind of what I tell people in my life as a joke. I'm like, just give me some admin. And so for me, when I'm going to do something that I absolutely get over the starting and actually doing it, I have to do it for 20 minutes. And then what I find is, and that's how it works. Sometimes you'll be into it and you want to continue, and sometimes you won't, but you gave it a great shot. And that's how we begin. So those are the four points. Number one, ditch FaceTime. Do not kid yourself about whether if you're not working, don't make yourself feel like you are. That will have an, if you're not working, go off and do something else. Make your brain, train your brain to, often means walking away. So ditch FaceTime. Two, create your playground, as you need to be doing that, and then prioritize them, and maybe just put a header saying today is whatever day. Procrastinate within that list, okay? Three, when you start 20 minutes on the first thing, just in case this is actually a momentum, put four really simple steps to harnessing your procrastination possible.